You are listening to WAMU. I'm Jackson Sinnenberg in for Esther Chamakili. DC kids are heading back to school soon, and parents have already knocked out some back-to-school chores like buying backpacks and pencils. But some may still need to visit the pediatrician to catch up on immunizations, measles, polio, and chickenpox, to name a few. Recent changes by the Trump administration are creating confusion about what vaccines will be available and how much parents may need to pay. KFF Health News reporter Jackie Fortier joins us now to talk about what's at stake. Jackie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what's going on with vaccines?
Well, there was this shakeup at the Federal Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. That committee makes recommendations to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on what vaccines kids should be getting. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has questioned the safety of vaccines in the past. In June, he replaced all the experts on that committee with his own choices. And that move has some pediatricians worried. I spoke with Lonrae Falusi. She's a pediatrician in Northwest D.C. Falusi told me conversations, you know, with families about vaccines are no longer just about safety or timing.
Parents are now wondering, you know, will my child be able to get vaccines as they grow? And I've gotten that question quite a few times over the last couple of months.
How does this committee affect the availability of vaccines?
So their votes help determine what insurers pay for. One policy watcher told me private insurers may refuse to cover a vaccine if the committee and the CDC director decide to stop recommending a vaccine.
And if these insurers stop covering these vaccines, how much could that end up costing parents who want them? You know, how much could it cost out of pocket?
A lot. Many vaccines are around $100 when you pay out of pocket. Some are a lot more. The RSV vaccine given to babies could be more than $400 per dose. And pediatricians that I spoke with are concerned that families will skip shots if they're no longer covered by insurance. The high vaccine costs might price out some families, you know, relying on Medicaid. That's the government program for low-income families and people with disabilities. 4 in 10 children in D.C. are on Medicaid. Here's Lonrae Falusi again.
That means we may not be able to administer those vaccines. It means that kids that I see won't be as well protected against pertussis and measles and these illnesses that are really spreading dramatically right now and are not innocuous.
I reached out to the Department of Health and Human Services. A spokesperson responded, quote, "No one will be denied access to a licensed vaccine if they choose to receive one."
How likely is it that insurers would drop vaccines from coverage if the committee recommends so?
Well, it's certainly within their remit. They could do it. Right now, they are kept in line by the Affordable Care Act. But if that committee decides not to recommend it, you know, they could decide to save some money and not recommend a vaccine.
And how are parents responding to this potential?
I mean, some parents are making appointments the same week as their child's birthday to get them immunized as soon as they are eligible. Other pediatricians told me some parents have asked if they can get their kids vaccinated even before the recommended age. And to be clear, that's not allowed, but it gives you a sense of how worried some parents are. And all of this, of course, is happening as the U.S. experiences the highest number of measles cases in 33 years. 66% of those cases are children and teenagers. And that includes the deaths of 2 school-age kids who weren't vaccinated in Texas. Experts say, you know, we're seeing a resurgence of measles because fewer people are getting vaccinated. Lonrae Falusi, the pediatrician that I talked to, said if parents have questions, they should talk to their pediatrician.
All right. That was Jackie Fortier with our partner KFF Health News. Jackie, thank you so much for your insight on this subject.
Thank you.